And this is really powerful. This looks really complex, but it's not. It's actually pretty simple. And the resource section will provide a couple different resources to where you don't have to do any of it. You just tell them the concept and how you want it to flow, and they'll take care of it. If you want to do it yourself and have more control, the option is there for that as well. But it's really not nearly as complex. I'm just throwing this up here so that you can kind of see how it all works. And, I mean, a lot of people, even some really top marketers, don't put backends on their products, which is amazing because they already do big numbers. But when you add a backend, I mean, adding percentages, like adding this much to your bottom line is pretty conservative. I mean, there's a lot of big stuff you can do by adding backends to it. In fact, most of my product launch, the backends are what really makes the income for the launch. And so, anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and jump into it. The other really big thing is one-click upsells, which is where, you probably already heard about it, it's a pretty hot topic, but basically, well, I'll go into this part first. The front end is what most people have. It's just a sales page or a video or whatever, and it goes to the order form. And that's basically what a lot of people have, is just that part. But if you add in all the back end, numbers like this are what's possible, but the really big thing about it is the one-click upsell, where basically, so somebody sees your product, they like it, they click on the order link right here, and it takes them to the place where they enter their credit card info and everything. And how it worked before is after they ordered this product, it would show them an offer for a one-time offer or an upsell or something like that. And if they wanted to buy it, they had to, you know, they had to enter in their credit card info again, which it's really funny, but people are that lazy. Even if they want something that bad, they won't enter in a few lines. I mean, you'll lose a lot of conversions just because people are too lazy to fill in that form again. And so the one-time offer is, I mean, the one-click upsell is really, really powerful because it gets rid of this to where basically all they have to do is say yes, or this would be an X. You want to put the yes on this side. Remember reading something in psychology about how moving forward is always on the right side. So anyway, if they click no, then it doesn't add it to the order. If they click yes, then it adds it to the order, and that's it. It doesn't, you know, they don't have to enter in anything else. It really increases conversions. People are so lazy that that actually makes a lot of extra money for you. I was talking to Mike Dillard, and he's kind of an underground marketer. There's a lot of really cool numbers, and he was saying that sometimes adding just the one-click upsell will double his business in some cases, which is pretty profound. And so anyway, there's a lot of things you can do. There's a couple different lines of thinking to where you'll want the upsell to be a higher price point or a lower price point. Traditionally, it's a lower price point or something that you add to the order, which is kind of what this is, and I'll get into that in just a second. But anyway, so a lot of how I have, a lot of the systems I have set up work like this, to where there's a lower price product just to get them in the door. And since it's so easy to do the one-click upsell, you know, it's, they just have to think about it and want it, and they click yes, and it adds it to the order. It's that simple. I mean, it's more, it's a lot simpler to get that order than having to have them refill everything out. I usually make the price higher, and then I give them a couple different options. So in this case, there's two upsells. So this would be an upsell. If they say yes, it'll go up to another product that has a higher price point even. So it goes from 47, like 50 bucks to 100 bucks to 200 bucks. And if they say no, another really powerful concept that I'm sure you've probably heard of is the downsell, where it gives them, like basically, let's say this package has one product and a couple bonuses and a couple additions to it. The downsell will say, well, maybe you don't want these extra additions, so let's take those out and give you a better price on it. Oh, you don't want that? How about this? We take this out and make it even better for you. And all along the way, it's just a one-click upsell where they just say yes or no. So there's not all these extra things they have to do. And same thing for this. If they say no to this, it'll take them to another couple of downsells. And I've heard a lot of numbers. I mean, in my test, I honestly, shamefully don't do the kind of tracking I need to, so I couldn't tell you. But I hear things that adding a downsell will add just as much income as adding an upsell will. And so I'm sure that depends a lot on how good you are at conversions and that sort of thing.
Well, downsell is like another upsell.
Yeah, basically, it's another chance to give it to them. I mean, a lot of people want it, but they, you know, for example, let's say that the upsell might have like a live event in it or something. Maybe somebody doesn't want to go travel. The downsell could say, well, I'll give you that package, but without the live event. They're like, oh, sweet, that's exactly what I want, and they'll take it up, you know. And so it's just another offer. It's another thing you can offer for a cheaper price, which is better. So that's, you know, there's all sorts of stuff you can do. It's really kind of just being creative and seeing what works best and testing the heck out of it. And another idea, again, there's a ton of them, but another idea is you have the sales page and then they go to the order form, but you put an upsell right on the order form. I've seen first time I saw this and recognized what was going on was a sales page that Yannick Silver had for some product. And this was like 50 bucks or something like that. And right here, it was just like a $27 upsell that was like a no-brainer. It was a product that went right along with whatever he was selling here. almost like you kind of needed it. And it's just like, all you have to do is check this box. We'll add it straight to your order. It updates the page automatically, and then they pay, and that's it. And so that's kind of, to me, it seems like this is more traditional, like how things always were. And I've been seeing a lot of things like this more recently, and because you can, you almost have to be careful because, you know, I don't know, you probably bought a product recently in the internet marketing niche if you spend any time here, and you get really annoyed because you just can't get your product. You have to keep saying yes or no or whatever, and like half an hour later, you can finally get to the download area. So maybe, you know, you've got to be kind of careful with that. But anyway, so it's just some really powerful stuff. And for the upsell, it's really just about getting more personal or just adding, you know, you've probably heard the ebooks are a certain level of quality. So you have an ebook, and then an audio is a little bit better because there's more, I guess, more senses involved. I don't know. But for the, it seems like audios and then videos is how it goes, to where the ebook has kind of a lower price point, and then audio is a little bit more, videos even more, and then in person is even more and more. But, you know, basically, I've seen a lot of people that they give a product where it's just an information product, like an ebook or an audio or a video. And the upsell, all it is just a step-by-step walkthrough, where all you do is just explain using Camtasia or ScreenFlow or something like that, more specifically what you're doing. And so there's a lot of ideas for these, but really, just pile on the value. It's really easy to get upsells and, you know, just be creative. So anyway, so these are just a couple ideas to maximize your profits with the sales process, and hope you enjoy it.
So one other thing I want to talk about is actually a physical product. Now, some people who do these kind of type of launches or product releases will want to have a physical product, and some people won't. It kind of depends on your market and, you know, how into it you want to get and your price point. Now, one thing that is well known is there's a higher perceived value if you actually have a physical product. It's very easy to get physical products manufactured. We'll put those in the list of resources. There's just a ton of companies that will do this for you. They'll also ship them out for you as well. So they do everything. The order literally comes in to you and them, they get an email, they fulfill it, they literally manufacture it, and they ship it out. So there's nothing for you to do. It's very easy to do this, and typically the cost of doing this is very, very inexpensive. Typically, you can look at, you know, 6 CDs and a manual for $20 or $23. So it's not expensive. Just one CD or, you know, one manual, obviously it's just a matter of dollars. So you definitely want to think about, if you're going to be putting out a product, you know, in the $300,000-$500,000 price range, to create a physical product, because there's a higher perceived value, you're probably going to get more sales, and it's probably also going to lower refunds because they have to ship something back. They can't just send an email and say, hey, I don't want this. So I just want to kind of talk about the idea of creating a physical product. And if you do anything along the lines of higher ticket items, you're definitely going to want to think of getting a physical product made. It's very easy to do. And even if you're on a lower end price point, $97, $197, you still may make more sales by doing a physical product, and it's a very easy thing to do. So just something to think about, and we'll be, of course, posting resource links in the resource section for you to find these companies to go out and do this. So just one last thought for you as you are putting all this information together.